Checking in with Brian Calder now. He's the head of the Chamber of Commerce on the beleaguered Point Roberts. And we just found out the federal government is going to allow Canadians in, vaccinated Canadians in, sometime early in November. And Brian, great to have you back. And what's your reaction to all this?
Well, thank you for keeping track of us. We appreciate it. And my feeling is it's never the wrong time to do the right thing. And they're approaching, by the sounds of it at least, so far, I haven't seen the legislation, but they're approaching doing the right thing. Because Point Roberts, as you know, has been vaccinated for 87% for the last 3 months. I mean, I got vaccinated last February. So we've been very responsible in facing and addressing COVID. And I would submit that we're no threat to anybody. And we're more unique than anyone else in North America, in my submission. Three sides water and the border locks us in. And when they close that border, of course, we're hooped. I mean, we either get out by boat or little airplane, and that's it, unless it's essential travel, which has been very hard on the people here. So any relief that we got recently from the Canadian government allowing us to go into Delta has been helpful on a humanitarian level, but even more punitive on a business level, because now people can escape and feel like they're not in a penal institution here and go into Delta, but they go shopping there as well. So it further detracts from our commercial activity here. And what we've said is we would never begrudge our locals that or resent it, but which should have been reciprocal, so with the American government allowing Canadians to come back in, which saves us. I mean, as you know, Joe, we're 90% economic driven by Canadians.
Yeah.
And so our concern here now, subject to seeing the legislation, is the Canadian government, when a Canadian comes down here to attend to their properties, of which they own 75% of Point Roberts properties, they come down here, are they going to be required still to have a COVID test going back home into Surrey or Burnaby or whatever? And if that's the case, there are many, many, many of them are not going to come, because we do testing twice a week. They cost $180 U.S. It takes, because the tests have to go to Bellingham to be read, and then back to Point Roberts takes a day and a half. So there's a day and a half out of your 72 hours, and then you go back home to Canada. And so you're not going to do that if you're just coming to pick up a parcel post or a gas station, fill up your tank, go shopping at the local store, or check out your boat or your house and go home. Because they do half our trips are day trips. So we do 1.5 million visitors a year, 2018 and 2019. And, of course, COVID had dropped to, 50,000 type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So those people, half of them, 700,000 of them, are here for a day or are part of a day. And they're not going to come down and be, for one day. They physically can't accomplish it because they can't get the COVID test in time. They have to wait for like 2 to 3 days. So that's part of the uniqueness of Point Roberts, which I've been arguing, as you know, for many, many months. We are unique, and therefore, if you accept that, we deserve a unique solution, and we're not getting it.
Yeah, and it's been so long that Canadians have been kept from coming. You got to think that there's you've got to get that idea back in their head. I understand if somebody's got property there, they're likely chomping at the bit to get down if the trip makes sense for them. But just for a casual visitor on a weekend to come down, maybe and maybe have something to eat at a restaurant or grab something at a store, that sort of thing. That's a behavior that'll have to be relearned for many Canadians, you got to think.
Well, you've hit on it. Relearn is my fear is human nature being what it is. The border's never been closed other than, as you know, 9/11, one day. border was closed. So the largest undefended border in the world is not closed for 100, 200 years, and then all of a sudden it's closed for a year and a half. And the undermining of the confidence and certainty of that has gone. That's gone. And so what's the person's feeling going to be about bringing their boat back to our marina, of which we've lost over 600? The Canadians have moved their boats out a year ago summer. And are they going to come back? Are they going to be uncertain? Well, geez, you know what happened? It could happen again. And what if it happens next year? And so forth and so on. So let's sell the property. Let's not put our boat back in the marina. And that whole negative mindset doesn't bode well for Point Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, with the attention you've gotten from our lawmakers here in Washington State and others, that maybe it's time to have some of this is spelled out for you folks. Have something in place, an emergency, an emergency law or something in place to deal with this kind of a situation, so you guys aren't left hanging again.
Joe, I wish you were in government. I think you should run. because we got, to his credit, Governor Inslee here 3 months ago. And he was on the ground for 1 hour. He was here for the day. But, I mean, the first hour, he got it. He went, oh, I get it, you know, firsthand. I mean, he was traveled the point, met all the people. He said... And he said, I support the border opening on a pilot project basis. There's no better place to do that as a phase-in and control the environment at the same time because it's so small. Notwithstanding, it has a lot of Canadian participation. And he wrote Biden immediately and asked the president to consider a pilot project immediately. Senator Murray, to her great credit, presented us in the Senate on the floor and talked about Point Roberts with maps and directions and asked for the opening on a pilot project basis yesterday and wrote to Biden. Congressman Del Benny has been an advocate for Point Roberts for years and not let up one inch. They're all Democrats. They're all part of Biden's entourage. And they haven't responded to him. Reverse that. He hasn't responded to them. Mm-hmm. So all the politicians in Washington State have said, recognize Point Roberts. At least go up and look and deal with it. Send nobody. Did nothing. Except what we hear today, that something's coming towards the opening. But it's a one-size-fits-all. It's typical of Homeland Security running things. It's like a military organization, and I understand that it has to be. But it shouldn't be running the science. The science says we're no threat to anybody. And yet they say, well, the Mexican border is the same as the Canadian border, and we'll treat them both the same. I would argue that it's not. And there's a much stronger bond politically and emotionally and every other which way with Canada and the U.S. than there is south.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I would say, if you're paying attention and you say to yourself, we agree, and they do, that Point Roberts is unique. Therefore, by extension, you need a unique solution. You can't use the one-size-fits-all for a unique situation. And yet they do.
And
so,
yeah, and it seems that uniqueness, just the geographical situation that Point Roberts is in, its isolation makes it ideal for some like a custom made regulation, because it would be easy to. I'm just thinking myself. It seems like it would be easy to regulate who comes and who goes, and. Because of it being surrounded by water and having that one border with Canada.
You're absolutely right. And if they moved, they could create us like a peace arch. And we are like a peace arch, where Canadians and U.S. people, citizens, can mix, co-mix, and co-mingle as long as they don't cross the other border. So if we use the same structure as is in place already at Peace Arch, move the U.S. border here at Point Roberts down to the marina, the south shore of the water. And everything in between, leave the Canadian border where it is, and everything in between on that 5 square miles called Point Roberts, they can commingle. The minute a foreigner crosses the other border, that's when they have to produce their visas and their passports and all the COVID tests and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, then this 5 square miles, they could commingle freely.
Yeah. That would make sense. I guess there are some other factors that might complicate things with school kids going from Point Roberts, but you got to think overall, it almost seems like you folks would have been better if you had just been, during this whole thing, been considered, and we want to keep you here in the U.S. and in Whatcom County, but maybe at least for this period, just to say, okay, you folks are free to you know, commingle with Canadians and with Canada, and then when all the dust settles here and we're past this, then we go back to the way we were.
Exactly, Joe. What frustrates me is everyone is, no, you can't. You can't do this. You can't. No. What they really mean is we won't.
Mm-hmm.
And what that mindset has to change. It's always, oh, there's a regulation here, there's a rule there. Well, a person put the regulation in, a person can take it out. So we're working with laws on the 49th parallel thing and all the rest, 200 plus years old. Well, who were the geniuses then that we still think are geniuses now?
Yeah.
I mean, haven't we learned anything ourselves so that we can look at situations and say, you know, the spoke wheel and the buggy whip aren't really that relevant today. Maybe we should relook that. Oh, no, you can't do that because our forefathers put that into law. Well, take it out.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to you. We certainly hope that this is at least a little light at the end of the tunnel for this long, long tunnel that you folks in Point Roberts have been going through this whole thing.
Absolutely. We hope, and we thank you for your concern.
All right. Brian Calder, the head of the Chamber of Commerce on Point Roberts. Thanks again, Brian. Always great to talk with you, and we'll stay in touch.
It's always my pleasure, Joe.